Luke chapter 3. It was the 15th year in the reign of the Emperor Tiberius, and Pontius Pilate was governing Judea. Herod was ruling Galilee, and his brother Philip was ruling the territory of Iturea and Trachonitis, and Lysanias was the ruler of Abilene, and Annas and Caiaphas were the high priests. At that time, the word of God came to John, the son of Zechariah, in the desert. John went all over the area around the River Jordan preaching, and his message was, "Repent, turn away from your sins, and be baptized for the forgiveness of your sins." Now, of course, this wasn't Christian baptism, because true baptism as a Christian is to go into the water, which is like the death of Jesus, and to come up out of the water like the resurrection of Jesus. But Jesus hadn't died and hadn't been resurrected, so the command to be baptized in that sense hadn't been given. So he's asking people to get dipped in water to symbolize their desire to be washed from their sins and to prepare them, therefore, for the coming of Jesus. So he did this, as it is written in the book of the prophet Isaiah, "A voice crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths. Every valley will be filled, every hill and mountain will be leveled, and the crooked paths will be made straight and the rough places made smooth, and all flesh will see the salvation of God." So the idea is that the proud people will be brought down and the humble people will be brought up, and so everything will be even. And that is to this day how it should be in our response to the gospel. Multitudes of people came to John to be baptized by him, but he said to them, "You vipers, who told you to flee from the wrath of God which is about to come? You must bring forth fruits for your repentance. And don't start saying within yourselves that we have Abraham to our father. I tell you that God can make of these stones children unto Abraham." So it's no good thinking that, "Oh, well, my mum and dad were believers, and even way back Abraham was my ancestor." That doesn't matter. God can make anyone one of his people, even can make stones into people. And he then goes on and warns them about how we should not think things in our hearts. He says, "Don't say in your hearts, don't talk to yourselves, saying that Abraham is our ancestor." And the Bible has a lot to say about this, because self-talk, what you talk to yourself about, that is really important, because that is your spirit. And the idea is that we receive the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Jesus, so that our very internal thoughts are different. And so he goes on, "The axe is laid at the root of the trees." God was about to cut down the trees. "Every tree that doesn't bear good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire." The people asked him, "So what are we to do then?" He replied, "Whoever's got two shirts must give one to the one who doesn't have any, and whoever has got food must do the same." Some tax collectors came to be baptized, and they asked him, "Teacher, and what are we to do?" "Don't collect more than you should," he told them. Some soldiers also came to him and said, "What about us? What should we do?" He said, "Don't take money from anyone by force, and don't falsely accuse people, and be content with your pay." Well, it's not really a Christian thing to be a soldier, especially in those days. But he doesn't say, "Well, no, you've got to stop being a soldier before you can get baptized." He focuses on some things that we might think are not completely fundamental. He says, "Well, just don't falsely accuse people." And yet, that just shows that things that we might consider small, like telling a few lies about people, are to Jesus very, very important, as important and as serious as killing someone. So everyone was in expectation as to whether this John might perhaps be the Christ, the Messiah. John had said to them all, "I baptize you with water, but one is coming after me who is much greater than I. I am not worthy to even untie his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. So John was so humble, like when they say to him, who are you? He says, I am a voice crying in the wilderness. And in all preaching of the gospel, we've got to be humble like John was. Now, he was actually carrying the sandals of Jesus, because that's an idiom. It's a way of speech that you carry someone's sandals to show that I am their herald. I am going in front of this person. And he says, well, I'm not worthy to do this. He was carrying the sandals of Jesus, but he says, I'm not even worthy to untie those sandals. So he has a very deep sense of his own unworthiness, and yet he preaches. And he goes on to tell them about Jesus. He says, he has got his fan in his hand to thresh out the grain and to gather the wheat into his barn, but he will burn the chaff in the fire that never goes out. In many different ways, John spoke the gospel to the people and urged them to repent. But John was against Herod because when he had married Herodias, his brother Philip's wife, John had criticized him for that, and Herod had put John in prison. After all the people had been baptized, Jesus also was baptized, and while he was praying, the skies were opened and the Holy Spirit, the power of God, came down from heaven in a form like a dove, and a voice came from heaven, you are my beloved son, in you I am well pleased. So then Jesus was baptized in a river, not as a baby, but in fact he was 30 years old, and so should we be. And there's always this connection between baptism and receiving the Holy Spirit. That doesn't mean that we're able to do miracles. What it means is that we are given the power of God, the Holy Spirit, within our spirit, within our mind. There is this cleansing of our thinking and God opening up all these potentials for us to think and to be used in a totally different way.